friends. My name is Deanna Kulas, and I'm a student teacher at Swain East Elementary. In my skeletal system unit, I plan on teaching my students through visual, audio, and kinesthetic activity. We will identify the skeleton as a system. The students will discover the bony facts of bone functions and learn about the necessity of joints. As we view the skeleton as a system composed of bones, we will create and label skeletons. We will construct our own skeletons as well as research the internet and books for models of skeletons. There will be a large model in class, and students will actually have a partner trace their bodies for labeling areas of major bones. We will focus on 13 major bones and will further the practice of bone location by playing Teacher Says. During the game that is similar to Simon Says, I will have the students reveal the location of major bones upon request. So if Teacher Says, "Show me your phalanges," the students should be waving their cute little fingers. Along with the emphasis of bone location, the bone functions of support, protection, and locomotion will be explored. I will even have student groups compose bone function songs with movements. They will be waving their humerus and stomping their tarsals in no time. Bones aren't the only compositions of the skeletal system. Joints have a purpose too. During the unit, students will be able to identify the purpose of joints and focus on joint functions, ball and socket, gliding, and hinge. Fun in-class and at-home scavenger hunts for the joints in the world around us will help further student knowledge of the purposes of joints. As the students research the skeletal system, I will use the computer program called Kidspiration for expansion and documentation. I will also use Blackboard.com to guide the students through their internet exploration. Much of the student compositions and presentations will be typed on the computer or presented through PowerPoint. I am extremely excited about teaching this unit. We will see how bone-tastic my students can be.